One of the conditions for the unfolding of practice is to have a sense of inner ease. And to discover what it's like to have inner ease in the midst of whatever is happening. And so to support the arising of that condition, it can be helpful to establish whatever simple ease that you can at the beginning of a sitting, beginning of a walking period. And it might be just 5% more ease sitting here if you relax, soften, while you're sitting up straight, to soften the muscles of the face, have a softening around the shoulders so that gravity gently tugs on the shoulders, lets them settle down towards the ground. And perhaps a softening in the chest. A softening of the heart. Opening. Closely connected to ease is a willingness to allow things to unfold, a willingness to be open to what's here. And then softening the belly, letting the stomach belly hang forward and down. So your whole innards kind of settle down and down towards the pelvic cavity. And that you feel the weight of your body settling into your cushion or your chair. And to take a few moments to move the mind towards ease. Is there any tension, pressure in the thinking muscle that you can soften or relax? As you relax the mind, maybe it's like settling the waves on the surface of a vast body of water. And the waves settle and the vast body of water becomes, the surface becomes still and vast, spreads out. The mind spreads out as it settles down. And if you scan through yourself, are you aware of any places of tension or holding, pressure? In the mind or the heart or the body? And if there is any places of tension or holding, it's helpful to know that. To recognize that it's there and perhaps soften, relax, settle in. And then if you relax your attention, your awareness, but stay aware, see if you can notice what arises in awareness effortlessly. If your awareness is present and open, not directed to anything in particular, notice what arises without any intention on your part, any effort. It might be momentary, and then you have to do it again. Open up to see what arises in the present moment effortlessly. Might be a sound of my voice. Might be sensations of your body. Might be thoughts that just appear. Doesn't seem to be any necessary effort or self-conscious involvement. Their thought just arises. Or a feeling. For the time being, notice what is it that arises without any effort, just there. It appears. Each time you open and relax. And now, instead of keeping your awareness open to everything, allow your awareness to open up and notice what arises effortlessly in the area where you know you're breathing. Like you're opening to that part of your body where you experience breathing, rather than directing your attention, you're opening it up and letting whatever is there show itself to you. And if you do so, what shows itself to you effortlessly? And there's a difference between using your awareness and allowing yourself to be aware. you allow yourself to be aware of the body breathing, what arises and what experiences arise effortlessly? And continue staying open to the experience of breathing, letting it show itself to you. And notice if there's ways in which the attention, your awareness, tightens up, acquires pressure, gets contracted. Notice if any of the ways in which how you pay attention is more stressful than it needs to be. Relax the mind. And in a steady way, keep opening up to the experience of breathing. Allowing the experience of breathing to show itself to you. So the experience of breathing comes to you, fills awareness. Keep welcoming the experience of breathing into awareness whenever you can remember. As you're being aware, notice how you're being aware. Is there any tension, resistance, hesitation? Is the effort too slack, or is it too strong? Would it be appropriate to soften and relax the awareness? Or would it be appropriate to be more wholehearted keep opening to this moment. A distinction that can be useful in doing this practice, mindfulness practice, is to distinguish between the foreground of attention and the background, or the focus of attention and what's peripheral. Because sometimes in the foreground of attention might be the breathing or some strong sensation, pain, some feeling, some sounds, something. And we're bringing our attention to it, being aware of it. But in the background, there might be judgments about it, resistance to it. In the background, there might be being forceful in how we're paying attention. In the background, there might be our mood, our emotional state that we're not attending to. And so if the background is not attended, it could get in the way of doing the practice. So for example, I've had the experience of focusing on walking meditation, for example, trying to focus on the steps and trying to stay there. But only when I open up to the background, then I've noticed that I'm straining to pay attention to the, I'm really trying hard, I'm trying to get concentrated. But the very way I'm doing it is a strain, it's pressure. And because it's pressure, it's interfering with the deepening and settling of attention as I walk. Or I might be trying to stay with the breathing, and I might have some modicum of success of staying there, but if I don't notice the background, I don't notice that actually I'm feeling pretty discouraged. And so, or I feel pretty excited about how it's going. And that background is kind of affecting how it is to pay attention. So sometimes it's good to be aware of the background of what's happening, kind of what else is happening here. So it can be settled, can be acknowledged, and so then it becomes easier to come back and at the center of whatever the center of attention is, whatever you're paying attention to. And that can be done simultaneously as well. It doesn't have to be switching from foreground to background. Because we have the ability of having both focused attention on something and peripheral vision at the same time. So if you're driving your car, you're looking at the traffic in front of you, but you're also aware kind of more broadly peripheral what goes on. You'll catch a notice of what's happening. And so sometimes it's helpful to have have peripheral awareness also while you're practicing to how you are, how you're paying attention, how you're reacting and responding, how centered you are, or how relaxed you are, or not relaxed you are. Because it's possible to get so focused on the center of focus that we don't notice what's going on around us. And by having this kind of simultaneous focus attention and peripheral attention, then we're more likely to notice the quality of the attention we're using, the attitude which we have while we're paying attention to something. And we can attend to that, take that into account, and if it needs our primary attention, we can shift to that. But sometimes it's enough just to be aware of the peripheral, and that can keep us a little bit more at ease or a little bit more balanced in how we practice, if we take that into account as well. And one of the, you know, as I said yesterday in the talk, we're both trying to know what's happening, clearly be aware of what's happening, but also to get out of our way, to get the boulders out of the river, to get, so the peripheral attention, the background attention might help you understand how you're interfering with just being open to the experience, open to this, letting it just flow, allowing the experience of the moment to flow on its own. And so when doing walking meditation, it's sometimes nice to begin your walking meditation with a very open awareness, very open receptive attention that's not directing the attention anywhere in particular. It's kind of open to the environment, open to the walking, to get a sense of feeling for being, having a relaxed awareness. And then begin opening that relaxed awareness up to the feet as they walk, the rhythmic attention to the feet, if that's where you keep your attention. But you first establish a kind of open, relaxed awareness. I know sometimes I've done walking meditation and then tried immediately to kind of bear down on my feet. Okay, I'm going to get serious here. You know, and last time I wasn't walking very well, I'm going to really kind of, you know, zero in here. It's like not let one foot, you know, step be unnoticed. And then I get kind of tight and, you know, worked into a pretzel. But to start with kind of establishing kind of open awareness, and then kind of use the peripheral attention to know that you stay open while you kind of give more and more primary attention to the particular, just this step, what this step is like, just entering into that world of the steps with this kind of attention open to how the rest of it is. So if that instruction makes sense to you, you might try it. If what I said doesn't make sense to you, somehow can't relate to these words, foreground, background, or peripheral attention, don't worry about it. Just, you know, continue as you are, and we'll see how it develops on its own. I hope you enjoyed today. Thank you.